Erev Shabbos, Parshas Noach, Tavshin Samach Tes. There's a Gemara in the beginning of the fourth parak of Bab Metzia, Parak HaZohav, which tells us the following halacha, that is, what is making a purchase, and he takes the items. Gemara's case, he takes the peiris, he takes the fruits, takes the produce from the person, but he didn't give the money yet. Once he has taken already possession of the items, it's the sale is final, and he can't decide to return it at this moment, if unless, of course, the seller agrees to that, unless the seller has a policy that there is a return policy. But if he gave the money, he paid the person for the item. He wants to buy a car from a person. Doesn't have to be, it's a store, it could be it's just a friend of his. He's going to buy an item from somebody. He gave the money, but he didn't yet take the item into possession. At that point, he can say, you know what, I changed my mind. I said I was going to buy it, but now I changed my mind, I don't want to buy it anymore. And the Gemara says, he may do that. Halachically, he is allowed to renege on his willingness at first to buy it. However, Avalamru, but Chazal tell us, the rabbis have said, Misha para, me'an she'dor ha'mabel, u'midor ha'flogo, hu asli para v'misha enei aymed b'diburay. Halachically, you can go back. You paid him, but you didn't take the item yet. You can say, forget it, give me my money back. However, there is this thing called a Misha para. Misha para, the one who took retribution and punished the dor ha'mabel and the dor ha'flogo, will also see to it that he will take retribution from someone who doesn't keep his word. In this week's parasha, we have both the Dor HaMabel in the beginning of the parasha, and they were destroyed with the flood. In the end of the parasha, we had the story of the Dor HaFlaga, and they were punished, where Hashem confused all the tongues, and no one understood each other, and there was chaos just because of that, and then Hashem eventually dispersed them. That's why it's called the generation of dispersion, ultimately dispersed them throughout the world. Interestingly, in Shulchan Aruch HaYishon Mishpat, Simen Reish Dalid, Siv Dalid, it says, Ketzad Mekabel Misha Para. How does this work, a Misha Para? How is it carried out? So he said, we stand this person in front of Bezdin, and we sort of give him a curse, V'aymrim, and we say to him, you took back your money. You said you don't want this purchase anymore, and you're allowed to do that. However, you went back on your word. You didn't keep your word. You're not trustworthy. So Misha Para me'an shedor amabel me'an shedor aflogo u'me'an shesedayim va'amayra u'mi mitzrayim. Shulchan Aruch, we throw in a few more. He said the one who paid back the way Hashem paid back the dor amabel, the dor aflogo, Anshei Sedaim and Mitzrayim, who Yifram Amisha and Abedibra. He will pay back also someone who doesn't keep his word. So the Vilna Gaon tells us that in the Sefer Yetzirah, we're told that Hashem has three armies of how he sends out punishments to people, or to groups of people, or to countries. One is through Eish, one is through Mayim, one is through Ruach. Fire, wind, and water. It says in the Gaon, Dor HaMabel, what army did he use? Which one of his powers did he use to destroy and punish the world? Obviously he used the water, Mayim. And the Dor HaFlogo, he used Ruach. Why? Because he scattered them, he spread them out, as the wind spreads things out. And in Sedaim and Amayra, what came down in Sedaim and Amayra? Gofris v'esh, fire came down to consume the inhabitants of Sedaim and Amayra. So that takes care of Dor HaMabel, Dor HaFlogo, and Anshei Sedaim and Amayra. And the Shulchan Aruch says, even those, the one who paid back from Mitzrayim. How did he pay back Mitzrayim? There were punishments through water. Dam and Svardeh were through water. Shchin was through Eish. Barad was through Eish. Arba was with the wind. The locust came with a strong east wind, came and blew the locust. And in Borod actually had a mixture of Mayim and Eish. And that's why by Borod it says, I'm going to give all, it's called my Gefoisai, all of my plagues. It means all of the ways that I use, these three distinct ways that I use to punish. When I want to punish, Hashem says, he used in Borod. And the Magen continues to finish off this thought, that how does it connect to this punishment of, or this curse of Misha Para? But someone who doesn't stand with his word, a person we know is made out of these four elements, Mayim, Eish, Ruach, and Ofer. All four comprise a person. When a person speaks, he's not using the Ofer aspect of his mind, the dust of the person, but yet he's using the other three, Eish, Mayim, and Ruach. So when a person speaks and he says something and he promises to do something, I'm going to make this purchase, I will buy this item from you, and then in the end he reneges on his commitment and he says, I don't want him, he's going back on his word. So then he's using this power of Eish, Mayim, and Ruach together and not being trusted by it. So Hashem says, so the one who paid back, who punished either through Mayim at the Dara Mabel or through Ruach at the Dara Flaga, or through Eish and by Anshi Sudeim and Amayra, or through all three in Mitzrayim, will pay back this person. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Zatzal, Hashem Yim Kem Damei, we know was killed by the Nazis in the Second World War. He gave a talk in 1929, the stock market crash in America. Rabbi Chanan addressed this issue. He addressed the economic crisis of that time. And he said, well, if you want to look at it, an economic crisis, he says, in many things in life, certainly even when there's tragedies or troubles, he says, there's two approaches that people could have. Most people start blaming others. Either they blame other people or other situations, other causes. He says that really is futile because you don't get to the root of the problem and you don't change it. You look into the Torah, he says, it's just the opposite. He says when the 10 sons of Yaakov stood in front of Yosef and they were having all of these troubles befalling them one after the next, they didn't say, yeah, it's because of this guy, it's because this ruler is terrible, or it's because one of you guys said the wrong thing. What did they say? And they said, Aval Hashem and Achim, you were at fault, we're guilty here. If there are troubles in our lives, he says that we're guilty over here. And we have to go to the root of the problem. What did we do wrong? And they looked for the last 22 years and they viewed themselves as the guilty parties. And they reviewed all of their actions the last 22 years until they find what they did wrong. It's an account that we didn't take pity on our brother and we ended up selling him, even though we thought we were right, and that's how they attributed the cause of all of their troubles. So Rabbi Chanan says, most people, when things are going well, it's me. When the market is up, I mean, I know how to make investments, I pick the right investor, he knows how to do the right thing. And when things are down, whose fault is it? Is this one's fault? Or this person, he was greedy, and this one was wrong, and he made a mistake. And we start blaming others. He says, go to the root of the problem and see. When one was successful, it wasn't himself. And when one is not as successful, it wasn't the other person. But in terms of when there was an economic crunch in 1929 of the Depression, he says, you know what the problem here is? It's not that there's no money. The money didn't disappear. He says the problem is that the money is not flowing. He quotes a Chazal, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world is that the way people could thrive, the way business can run, and the economy could work, is that money is called zuz. Zuz means to move. Money has to move. Money has to move from one hand to the next. One has to lend over here and borrow over here and then invest over here. And money has to move, and that's the way the economy could work. And we know when money's not moving, everything comes to a standstill. The money didn't drown in the ocean, but everything came to a standstill. As Rabbi Yochanan says, the money is there. It's just being hoarded and protected safely by the very few rich people who have it, or the few rich companies that have it. But they're afraid. They don't trust anybody else to give out their money. Or those who have the money are afraid. They don't trust to invest the money in other places. And when one doesn't give the trust and doesn't give the credit, extend credit to somebody else, then there becomes a crunch. It's what's called the credit crunch. It becomes the money becomes frozen, and therefore that's why everything fails. He says, but what is the root if we look at it from the Torah perspective? So what's the root of that? Where do we have that there's a degeneration of trust in the minds of people and in the minds of the business world? Where does that come from? He says, we don't have Nevi'im anymore, we don't have prophets. He says, the way we have to view things is Mida Keneged Mida. The way Hashem speaks to us is Mida Keneged Mida. Measure for measure, Hashem is showing us, if you look into this clearly and closely and honestly, you'll be able to see the root of the problem. Why it happened that there's a lack of trust. Because that's what happened in the Dor HaMabul also. There was the Rashi tells them in the Parsha that the Nechtem Gzar Din, it was only signed and sealed, their fate was on account of Gezel. They started stealing from one another. It means they couldn't trust one another anymore. And they didn't keep their word. And that's why we say in this Gemara we mentioned at the outset. Someone who doesn't uphold his word, someone who keep his word, the Misha Parah, the one who punished from the Dor HaMabul, who didn't keep their word, who stole and was punished through water, or the Dor HaFlagah also, they couldn't trust one another anymore because they couldn't speak the same language. You couldn't trust him. He said one thing, I don't know what he's talking about. Maybe he means this, and I think he means something else. So you couldn't trust anymore until they ended up moving away from one another and scattering, dispersing throughout the world. Where does this come from, this lack of trust in people, which actually freezes all of the money in the world and puts a standstill and holds all of the economy? It says you have to understand it. Rabbi Yochanan says that there's a lack of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there's a lack of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, you are lacking trust in me, so the way I'm going to show you that my dissatisfaction with that, that you're not living up to my expectations, is that I'm going to carry over that lack of trust even to people. And if there's a lack of trust amongst people, then the money can't move. It can't flow from one hand to the next. And there becomes a crisis. Even though, of course, such a crisis that will affect billions of people in the world. It doesn't only affect Jews who are learning Parshas Noach this week. Nonetheless, the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that Samagimel Ein Paroni Yisbol La'Olam Ela Bishvil Yisrael. Any tragedy that comes to the world, we have to view it that it's a message to Yisrael. How whatever Hashem's cheshbon of why it affects others, millions or billions of people, that's not our cheshbon. What our cheshbon is, we have to know that anything that comes to the world, anything that happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Klal Yisrael a message. Ein Paroni Yisbol La'Olam, no tragedy comes to the world, Ela Bishvil Yisrael. It only comes to Klal Yisrael. Hashem says this to arouse us to the tshuva. What's the tshuva of the day? Rabbi Yochanan said in 1929, if this is what's happening, the tshuva of the day, there's a lack of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a lack of amunah. Who? More lack of amunah from the goyim on the street? No, there's a lack of amunah in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is lacking in amunah. If we're lacking in amunah, Hashem says, I'm going to carry that over and be a lack of amunah, lack of trust amongst people also. And you'll see what happens when that takes place. And as we saw, but the Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaFlagah, someone who doesn't keep his word. So Rabbi Yochanan said, we want to go to the root of the problem. It's very simple. The root of the problem is there's a lack of emunah. If one works on one's emunah, puts his trust and faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of other people, certainly instead of other means and politicians and people who we think could help us, we put our trust only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will solve, that will repair, that will heal the root of the problem. If if one of views that the root of the problem is this person or that reason, so he'll effortlessly try to change the problem. I mean, it won't change, because those are only symptoms. But the root of the problem is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making this happen. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu making this happen? Rabbi Chanan suggests very simply. He said, because there's a lack of Amunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Make sure that our Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is proper. Then that will take care, that will repair the issue right at the root of the things. And then everything will change, Mamela. Look at Shabbos.